This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Baseball players at today's All-Star Game in Denver may not be used to playing at altitude. Baseballs travel farther at higher altitudes, and balls don't always spin the way pitchers want. Philadelphia Phillies All-Star catcher JT Realmuto says it takes some getting used to.
Because, I mean, it's just tough. You know, there's more guys on base. The breaking balls don't always break quite as much and not always as sharp from the altitude, so it's definitely more challenging as a catcher.
The sold-out All-Star Game starts at 6:30 tonight. The University of Colorado Boulder wants to give away more than 100 acres of land it planned to use for a southern campus. CPR's Paolo Shalsita has more.
The original plot CU Boulder purchased in 1996 covers more than 300 acres. Plans to develop the property never happened. Now the university will turn half of that land over to the city of Boulder. The goal is to build stormwater detection systems protecting more than 1,000 downstream homes from future floods. The remaining land will eventually become university housing. Both the University of Colorado Regents and Boulder City Council have to approve the plan before it progresses. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
Approvals for oil and gas drilling on public and tribal lands in the U.S. could reach their highest level in more than a decade. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill so far this year. That includes hundreds in Colorado. Despite many approvals, drilling activity and oil production are low when compared to the last 5 years. In Colorado Springs, it's 73. Pueblo is at 81. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.